Blog Talk Radio.
All right, well, hope you all enjoying your November beautiful weather here in Georgia and around the world. First off, I want to, you know, give graces and prayers for those who lost their lives in France with these bombers. And suicide attacks that are going on. This is a sad state of affairs that we are in today. However, bad news sell newspapers and TV commercials. And again, as a media, National Press Club member, and news editor for several different media outlets, talk show host, I try to, you know, focus on some of the positive things that are going on. Now, I don't know if this is really going to be in that way, but we're going to jump rope on the new technology and the way that we communicate with each other. And a lot of people are kind of confused about Twitter. We probably see, if they're watching TMZ, if they're watching the sports channels, they see athletes and celebrities tweeting about some of their activities. We're going to do this. It's going to be a short show. It's about how to use Twitter, the basics. Hope you enjoy it, and please take notes. Hope you're having a great. Getting ready to have the holidays coming in, so thank you for being on Too Much Tea Talk Show. Listen.
Talking about Twitter. And one of the things that I find most interesting about Twitter is that there are 500 million registered accounts, but only 140 million regular users. And that confirms to me what I already know, which is that of all the social media platforms, many of the people that I speak to find Twitter to be the most confusing or the most overwhelming. I often hear from people that they have a Twitter account, but they've never used it because they just don't know how. So I wanted to go over some of the basics to show you just how simple it is to use Twitter so that you can start using it to help market your business. So when you first open your account, you will get a page similar to this. And I reach this page by coming to the fourth tab right up here in the menu, the Me tab. And I've changed my background. You'll be able to do the same. This area right here is my profile area. You'll be able to upload your profile picture. You'll be able to input your website and other information. And I can edit any of the information in this area just by hovering over it and then clicking the edit button. Down below in this status bar, you'll get a summary of how many tweets you've made, how many people you're following, and how many followers you have. If I click on the tweet tab, you'll get this feed right here, and this feed is basically your activity feed. So this feed consists of all the tweets that you've made, all the retweets you've made, and all the replies that you've made. If I click on the following tab, you'll get a list that pops up of all the people that you are following. And on the followers tab, a list will pop up of all the people that are following you. Across on this tab, on this little icon that looks like an envelope, if you click on that, you can send a direct message to anyone on Twitter. And you can start a new message by clicking on new message. And whenever you want to speak to someone directly on Twitter, you're going to do the @ sign and then just start typing their name. Their username will come up. I'll click on it, and then down below, I can send my direct message. So here I've sent this person a direct message, and if I hit send message, they'll receive it. messages that you send in your direct message goes directly to that person's inbox and is not seen in the general feed. So it's like a private message. All right, then if you come over to this box over here, this box gives you suggestions on who you should follow. And these recommendations are based on the kind of tweets that you make and the type of people that follow you. So if I wanted to refresh my list, I could do so. And if I decided I wanted to follow this person right here, I would just click on the follow button, and then I would be following their tweets, which would appear on my tweet feed. If you click on the first tab over here, your home tab, this is where the feed is for all the people that you are following. So every time someone you follow does a tweet, you'll be able to see it right here. And if I liked one of their tweets, if I decided to come down here and I wanted to reply to a tweet, I could hover over it and click on reply. I could retweet it, which is basically like the share button on Facebook. Or I can favorite a tweet, which is basically like the like button on Facebook. One trick, by the way, another way to gain followers is by doing a lot of retweets. People on Twitter love retweets. And why wouldn't they? Okay, this second tab over here is one of my favorites. This is where you can see all your interactions. So I can see here that in the last 3 hours, this person plus 6 others have followed me. 13 hours ago, Christine Garber of Top Priority Injury Care retweeted one of my tweets. And if I want to reply to her, I can hit the reply button and see how it pops up the at sign with her username, and I can just write thanks for the retweet. And when I click tweet, that message will also go to her inbox, but it'll be seen by the general public in my feed. And just to show you, see? So anyone following me will also see that tweet, but it'll go directly to Top Priority Care. She'll get that in her inbox, and she'll be able to see in her Connect tab that I sent her a message. I can see who has retweeted one of my tweets, and I mean, it's really cool to see how many people. See that East Orlando Post retweeted one of my tweets. So it's fun because you can see how many people are really interacting with you on Twitter. This third tab right here, the Discover tab, is probably why people get so confused. When people see tweets, they see all kinds of crazy things like the at sign and this hashtag sign. And I know people constantly tell me, it just looks like another language. I have no idea what that is. So let me explain it to you. This number sign, otherwise known as a hashtag, in Twitter serves basically as a way to categorize a type of email. So if I was to send a tweet to someone, and I can do so also by coming over here to this little icon that looks like a paper and pen, and I want to send someone a tweet, I could. I could send a general one by saying, hi, everyone. Please follow me on. Or how about please subscribe to my videos on YouTube. And then I put in the link, and when I click tweet, that will also go into my general feed. But if I wanted to send something, to send the same message, please watch my marketing videos on YouTube. marketing type tweets, if they type in hashtag marketing, they'll find my tweet. So let me go ahead and send that tweet right now. And if I come up here and I'm looking for tweets for people to follow in the category of marketing, I can type that in, hit enter, and it'll generate a list of people that are either have a username with marketing or have used the word marketing in their tweet or have used the hashtag marketing. And if I scroll down a little bit, where is mine? Let's refresh and see if it popped up. And there it is. So now, this not only goes into my feed and the people that feed that are following me, but anyone searching for this category will then get a list populated of everyone tweeting about that particular topic, and they'll get it in their feed. And if they decide they want to follow me, they'll be able to click the follow button or reply to it or retweet it. I don't have the option to retweet my own, but if somebody else is looking at this, they'd be able to retweet it or favorite it. So you can basically type in any topic that you wanted. If you work in real estate, you can generate a list. If you work in the wedding industry, you can populate a list. And this is how you can grow the list of people that you're following. The more people that you follow, the more people that you can retweet their information or learn from. And one of the tricks, if I didn't mention it already, the more you retweet, the more people tend to follow you. So retweeting is good. All right, so now let me show you once more how to construct your own tweet. So I'm going to come to this Home tab, and I can start a tweet by either constructing it right here in this box or clicking on the Compose New Tweet icon right up here, the one that looks like a paper and calligraphy pen. So I'm going to write a tweet to Carlos. Carlos is my good friend, and he is an author. I'm going to send this to him, and I'm going to send him my message. Saw your book on Amazon. How exciting. I can even put a hashtag. I can hashtag Amazon. I can hashtag writers. And if you don't know what hashtags there are, just come up here, like I said, to this search button. Put in your topic, and a list of hashtags should come up that you can use. So I can come over here and add a photo or a video. And by the way, here's another helpful tip. I don't know the exact percentage, but tweets that include media, so either a photo or a video attachment, have a higher rate of being retweeted or replied to. So keep that in mind when you're composing your tweet for your company. So here's my message to Carlos. His username is Suborned Writer. By the way, you can follow him if you like. That would be great. Saw your book on Amazon. How exciting. Here are my hashtags, and I'm going to hit tweet. And there it is. Now it appears on my feed. Everyone who's following me will see it. He'll be able to see it, but just in case it gets buried by the other people that he's following, tweet, because I sent it directly to him, he'll get a notification letting him know that somebody sent him a direct message. Plus, if he comes here to the Connect tab, he'll be able to see on his Connect feed that I tweeted about him. And that's basically it. As you can see, it's not that difficult. It's not that confusing. But like anything else, until you go into your Twitter account or start one and create a tweet. Start by retweeting someone else's tweet. Hit retweet, retweet it. There you go. And then follow me on Twitter. You can find me up here on the search by searching for my username, which is NJC Events, and then send me a tweet. Send me a tweet with your company website. And that's it. It's that simple. So I hope this was helpful. If it was, like I said, send me a tweet at NJC Events. And that's it. I will see you in the next video. Good luck.
Well, that is a little tutorial, if you will, for tweeters, those who are getting, you know, familiar with Facebook, the combination of the social media that is really taken over as far as a way to communicate with your friends, family, loved ones, or even to help advance your business opportunities, job opportunities, and moreover, about the community that you live in. Twitter is here, Facebook is here, and take advantage of these platforms that they're offering you, and it's free. Go to twitter.com, create your account, and play around with it. If you need to listen to the show again, listen to the show again. But I just wanted to kind of identify some of the good things that are going on in this society we live in called the world. Good things and bad things happen all the time. And a lot of things that we have to do is to keep communication at this high level that never has ever existed before. Twitter is one, Facebook is another, Instagram is another. There's several different ones. But if you are, you know, looking to promote a business, if you're looking to promote a nonprofit, a charity, if you're looking to, again, ask for assistance, people don't know you exist unless they know you exist. Twitter's one. Thank you all for being on the show. Today, I have one individual that's on, and let me just ask, 678-886, why would you need to communicate with your friends and family during the holidays? Well, she's in the chat room, and she's saying that for directions, she's saying for activities to take the kids. So she goes to grandmother's house for Thanksgiving. She's asking about, do you know of a daycare? Because she's relocating. Do you know of a hotel that might offer a discount? There are a lot of things to tweet when you're traveling. And just most important thing is, do not text and drive. But tweeting is, you're just gaining a whole bunch of high school friends, if you will, college friends, if you will, business associates, if you will. And moreover, if you're in business, also offering you a platform for potential clients and customers. Thank you so much. Be careful out there. And we're coming into the holidays. Watch what you eat. Do a little workout every now and again. Thank you so much for being on the show. One love.